Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 882 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today coming in from Kelly, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, an amazing company that has served me and over 3 million small businesses in helping us manage our business finances, from keeping track of our income to our expenses to also invoicing. The invoicing features are really cool too. In less than 30 seconds, you can create an amazing professional looking invoice, and you can even keep track of not only who has paid you, but who has even yet to open those invoices, which is really handy if you want to get paid. So make sure you check that out. You can actually check it out for 30 days for free by going to, freshbooks.com/askpat, and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Kelly.
This is Kelly Croy from wirededucator.com. I'm a longtime fan of the Smart Passive Income, Ask Pat, and I'm now reading Pat's book, Will It Fly? I have a great question today that I think many listeners will benefit from. Pat, you are so inspiring that you've inspired all of us to do more than just one thing. We now have more than one website. Some of us are considering a second podcast. And I have to ask you, how do you manage more than one site or more than one podcast? I look at my week. Sometimes it's hard enough just to keep the episodes coming each week on one podcast, but now I really find the need to have episodes and start a new podcast and blog posts on each. And so I'm just wondering, what tips do you have? Do you divide your week up, certain days that you work on Ask Pat and certain days you work on Smart Passive Income? I'm kind of wondering what your schedule is, and are there any tools that you use to help you manage multiple sites? I followed your guide to start the Wired Educator podcast for teachers. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Now I'm thinking about adding a podcast to kellycroy.com. It's a page where I promote myself as a speaker and a writer. And I'm wondering, on Libsyn, which you recommended in your guide to starting a podcast, I don't have to create a second account, but how do I set up a second podcast within that? Well, anyways, that's my question. Every time I listen to an episode of the Smart Passive Income or Ask Pat, I get lots of great ideas. I end up buying domain names and jotting down things in my journal about new things that I want to start. But I really do want to start a second podcast, and I really do want to manage both of these sites and maybe more. How can I do it efficiently and keep production up? Thanks, Pat, for everything. You're awesome.
Hey, Kelly, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it, and congrats on getting to the point where you are ready to start adding new sites and or podcasts to everything that you're already doing. So also thank you for mentioning my podcasting tutorial at podcastingtutorial.com, which helps set you up with your podcast, which I think is great. So I want to start at the beginning when it comes to adding more stuff onto your plate. We always have to remember that when you are saying yes to something, you're also saying no to something else. And it's really important that when you are ready, or you feel like you're ready, to make sure that you have the capacity to add these new things onto your list. Of course, you're already thinking about that since you're asking this question, but it's really important just to have a check-in with yourself to make sure that, is this something you want to do because you're just so excited about it and which is probably the case, but you just want to make sure you also have room and time and availability for it, because you don't, the last thing you want to do is actually start something new and pull away that energy from something that you have started already, at which point both things or all the things together just wouldn't have the capability of actually helping you succeed. So just make sure that you are ready to do this and you're going to be committed to it. Now, there are, like you pointed out, strategies that you can use to help you manage multiple websites and multiple podcasts. So the first thing I would say that's been really helpful for me with managing four different podcast episodes, two that are more active and more regular, Ask Pat and Smart Passive Income, is honing in on a day that they are going to be recorded. So Tuesday for me is my recording day. So I actually record both episodes or both podcasts on that day on Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, the day that I'm recording this. And I record Ask Pat in batches in the beginning of the day. So 10 episodes will require about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes of time. And then I can be done for the next 2 weeks. So I batch process. And that helps me stay on top of things. It helps us stay ahead of schedule. With Smart Passive Income, we record those ahead of time. So we're about a month and a half ahead of schedule for that. And those get batch processed too, but in a different way. I don't record multiple episodes on one day, but I will record multiple interviews on one day, for example. And then my team, which is sort of the second part of this strategy, is really important to helping me manage these things. So having a team on board to help you, to be a part of that system, to be a part of that workflow, to make sure that you can stay on top of things is really important because, yes, you could probably stretch yourself out to do more episodes, more podcasts, more blogs, but you get to a point where you will either stretch yourself so thin, just think of like a like anything that you stretch so thin, right? It becomes weak in the middle, right? You don't want that to be you. You're going to get to a point where you either have to make a decision to just stop where you're at and just go with what you have, or build out a team, which I would recommend doing. Or you burn yourself out, and you don't want to do that. I've done that before. I know a number of people who have done that. You don't want to do that. Now, the other part of it is I use certain tools to make sure things get done at certain times. My calendar is really important. Obviously, Google Calendar is just a great tool that I use on multiple devices to help me keep track and schedule things in when I do certain things. But there's another tool that I've been using recently that's been really helpful for managing different pieces of content on different platforms, and that is CoSchedule. CoSchedule is a fantastic tool that my team and I both use, or all use. There's multiple team members in there, and what's really nice is you can delegate tasks. You can also use the calendar on there, but you can see the different jobs that are required by each team member for each of those different jobs, and so you kind of have to work backwards. So what you do, just to kind of give you a quick overview, is you set a deadline for when you want something to get published, and you work backwards from there. So how many days out before you need that episode recorded? How many days out before you need to actually schedule that interview? How many days out before the blog post gets published or drafted? You know, all those kinds of things. That's how I'm able to work on multiple things all at the same time. If it wasn't for my calendar and CoSchedule, it would just be a complete mess. And I could probably stay afloat, but not for too long. So that tool among my team, and then also batch processing is really the strategy there. And just, again, being conscious about what you're doing and trying not to add too much where it kind of removes all the energy from anything and its ability to actually succeed and help you. So there you go, Kelly. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for the question. And I look forward to our upcoming interview. I think we scheduled one, or at least Jessica scheduled one with you soon. So I look forward to being on WiredEducator.com. I also want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all for listening in. And also, I have a quote to finish off the day, and this is from Frederick N. He who would learn to fly one day must first learn to stand and walk and run and climb and dance. One cannot fly into flying. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And also, as a reminder, right now, for those of you listening in the beginnings of June here, Smart From Scratch, it's open for enrollment right now. Go to smartfromscratch.com if you're just starting your business. If you already have a business, this isn't for you. But if you want to get started on the right foot and get accountability, a blueprint, and also a community to go along with it, head on over to smartfromscratch.com. And I look forward to serving the next set of students there. Enrollment closes at the end of this week. Cheers, guys. Take care and see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.